Welcome to the deep dive. So today we're tackling a really significant development in U.S.-China trade. This temporary 90-day rollback of tariffs. It kicked in May 12th, 2025.
Yeah, and it's causing quite a stir. We've got some material here that really digs into what this sudden shift means, you know, on the ground.
Exactly. For anyone moving goods between, well, these two huge economies.
Right. And our goal today is to look past the headlines, understand the immediate sort of logistical ripple effects.
And the strategy, too. What smart moves do businesses need to think about now with this limited window?
Precisely.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Our sources remind us this 90-day breather, it comes after things got pretty intense.
Very intense. Just last month, April 10th, those combined U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports hit, what was it, 145%?
145%. Just imagine the impact that had on businesses trying to bring things in.
Oh, absolutely. It essentially threw a massive wrench in the works for so many importers. At that level, the cost just becomes, well, prohibitive.
Impossible for many goods, I'd imagine.
Yeah. So this temporary truce, it brings tariffs down quite a bit.
Yeah.
But let's be clear, we're not talking about going back to how things were before the trade war.
Not even close.
No. The current combined rate is 30%, and that includes a 20% penalty tied to fentanyl enforcement, plus a 10% baseline tariff.
Okay. 30%. Still significant, but obviously much lower than a 145.
A huge drop, yeah.
And it's a two-way street, right? China's also dialed back its tariffs on U.S. goods. Weren't they up around 125%?
Exactly. They've brought those down to 10% as well. So this affects U.S. exporters too, farmers, manufacturers, tech.
Right. Across different sectors.
But the really crucial point, and our sources hammer this home,
yeah,
is how temporary this is. It's not a lasting peace treaty.
More like a pause button.
Exactly. It's being called a hedgeable delay. There's a very real chance those higher tariffs could just snap right back into place after these 90 days.
Which really sets the stage for what we need to dig into, doesn't it? It's not just, oh, great, tariffs are lower. It's about the logistical scramble and the, you know, smart strategies businesses need right now.
Precisely. So let's start there. What's actually happening on the ground? The immediate effect is this logistical whiplash. It's fascinating.
Whiplash? How so?
Well, the moment this was announced, you had tons of importers who'd basically put shipments on ice.
Because of the 145% tariff.
Exactly. Suddenly, they're all trying to get those goods moving again at the same time.
Right. I can picture the phones just lighting up at freight companies. So yeah. What's the immediate fallout from that surge?
Well, predictably, container space out of China, it got incredibly tight. Almost overnight.
Everyone rushing for the same limited spots.
Yeah, everyone's scrambling to book. And that demand spike, it means ocean freight rates are jumping, so especially if you need a spot contract, short-term stuff.
So hopes of cheaper shipping costs might be dashed by just the sheer volume of demand hitting at once.
That's the irony, yeah. And the pressure doesn't stop there. Our sources are also flagging potential bottlenecks at, say, West Coast ports.
As all this backlogged cargo starts arriving?
Exactly. Think of the ripple effect. More ships arriving, more containers hitting the docks all at once. That can mean backups, delays getting stuff unloaded, delays getting it moving inland.
And I guess this kind of sudden crunch probably hits some folks harder than others.
That's right. Your smaller importers, maybe the ones who don't ship huge volumes consistently, they often have less leverage.
Harder to get space, harder to get good rates when everyone's fighting for capacity.
Definitely. They're often at a disadvantage in these compressed demand cycles.
So it's crucial to understand this isn't just like the normal Christmas rush or something.
No, no. It's very specific.
Yeah.
A concentrated burst driven purely by this policy shift.
And carries its own risks.
Absolutely. All the things you worry about in peak season, but maybe even more unpredictable. Rate volatility, booking problems, inland transport delays, maybe even more customs scrutiny just due to volume.
Right. Customs congestion.
Yeah. So the main point for anyone listening who's in this world, opportunity is there, yes, but seizing it, that takes fast action and really, really careful planning.
Okay, so logistically, it sounds like a real scramble. A bit chaotic, maybe. What about the bigger picture, the strategic thinking for importers?
Yeah, let's zoom out. Strategically, it's key to remember. Even with this break, tariffs aren't back to pre-trade war levels. Not at all.
That 30% is still significant.
It's double what it was before the conflict started. Now, obviously, it's way better than 145%. But it's not, you know, good. It's just less damaging.
Right. So it's not a full reset, but maybe a chance to breathe.
Exactly, a chance to breathe. For a lot of businesses, that drop from 145 down to 30, that might just make their products commercially viable again.
Okay, so things that were completely off the table might be back on.
Potentially, yes. That paralysis we talked about starts to ease up. And what our sources show is that the importers who were prepared, they're already making moves. Very specific, proactive steps.
Like what? What are the smart companies doing right now?
Well, first, they're immediately rerunning the numbers, revisiting profit margins. Which products actually make sense to bring in now at 30%?
Okay, checking the math.
Then, they're fast-tracking critical shipments, stuff they desperately needed but had to hold back, get it moving. Now.
Makes sense.
Talking to their customs brokers. That's crucial. Making sure everything's compliant with the current rules, navigating any wrinkles from the sudden change.
Good point. Avoid unnecessary holdups there.
And importantly, developing scenario plans. What if this doesn't last? What if tariffs go back up in 90 days? Or what if they only go up on some goods?
Okay. Planning for different possibilities.
Exactly. Thinking through how would that change our sourcing, our inventory.
So it's not just opportunism then. It's more like disciplined action in the face of continued uncertainty.
That's a good way to put it. Because that 30%, like we said, it's better, but maybe not great. And definitely not guaranteed to last.
Which brings us right back to managing that uncertainty, doesn't it? Planning within this 90-day time frame.
It's the central challenge. This is provisional, temporary. Those higher tariffs could return if, you know, one side feels the other isn't meeting obligations. And those obligations, often not clearly spelled out.
So you absolutely cannot just sit back and assume things are fine for the next 3 months.
No way. You have to see this 90-day window for what it is, a tactical opportunity, a chance to stabilize things a bit, move that vital cargo.
And maybe rebuild some customer confidence that got shaken.
That too, potentially, if you can deliver again.
Yeah.
But you do it all without banking on long-term policy stability. That would be risky.
So what are the concrete steps businesses should be taking right now during this window?
Our sources point to a few key things. First, use this time to really audit your supply chain flexibility. How fast could you pivot if tariffs changed again, up or down?
Okay, test your agility.
Second, look hard at your partners, your vendors, your carriers. How are they performing now in this surge? Are they responsive, reliable? Can you count on them if things get tight again?
Good time to assess relationships.
And third, review your contracts. What are your terms? What happens if tariffs snap back? Understand your obligations and your options before it happens.
It's almost like every shipment you move now is a mini stress test.
In a way, yes. It shows how well your system works under slightly less pressure, revealing where the weak points might still be.
And any delay now feels extra costly, right?
It's a double hit, potentially. There's the immediate cost of the delay itself, missing deadlines, storage fees, whatever, plus the lost opportunity cost. You miss the chance to bring goods in at that lower 30% rate, before it maybe disappears.
That really underscores the urgency. We even have an example in our sources, right, about how a specific logistics company is handling this. Didola Global Logistics.
Yeah, their approach is pretty insightful. What stands out is their focus on being really pragmatic and giving clients clarity.
How are they doing that?
They're actively helping clients reprioritize. Which SKUs matter most right now? Let's focus there.
Makes sense.
They're also emphasizing getting documentation absolutely perfect. Minimize any chance of a custom snag.
Yeah.
And they're reforecasting timelines constantly because things are changing so fast.
Okay. Managing expectations realistically.
And they're aggressively trying to secure capacity for clients now while it's available because they know it's tight. But it's not just, yeah, we'll duke it. It's helping clients understand the constraints, the trade-offs.
But it also sounds like they're careful not to overpromise. No magic wands here.
Exactly. No claims like, we can guarantee you low rates or we promise you'll get space. That's just not realistic right now.
So what are they focusing on?
Clarity. Here's what's actually feasible today. Here's what a delay might cost you specifically. And here are some flexible options we can explore, maybe different routes, different carriers. But here are the pros and cons of each. No hidden risks.
That transparency seems key.
It builds trust in a volatile situation.
So the underlying message for you, the listener, is probably take a really hard look at your own situation. What moves make sense now under this 30% rate?
Right. Which shipments are viable again?
And if you're unsure, get some expert advice, someone who can help map out those trade-offs clearly.
Absolutely. It's all about making informed choices in this very temporary landscape.
Okay, so let's try and bring this all together. If you had to boil it down, what's the main takeaway from this deep dive on the 90-day tariff rollback?
I think the core message is,
yeah,
this is a real but definitely limited window of opportunity. It's a chance to stabilize, move key goods, and maybe reset your strategy a bit after a really tough period of trade pressure.
But it's not time to relax.
Not at all. Complacency is risky here. Given all the uncertainty about what happens after 90 days, you've got to stay vigilant. Keep planning proactively.
Use this time wisely.
Exactly. Use these 3 months to make your supply chain stronger, more resilient. Really understand what this current tariff level means for your business, even if it is just temporary. That work is crucial for the long haul.
You know, this whole situation, this temporary pause, it really makes you wonder, doesn't it? How could this brief moment fundamentally reshape how you think about your supply chain long term?
Mm-hmm.
And what permanent adjustments might you need to make anyway, whether these high tariffs come back or not? Something definitely worth considering as global trade keeps evolving.
Good final thought.
Thanks for taking the deep dive with us today.